Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. It might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome! Good day, my friends. Welcome to Dog Paw Transmitting and our serial outpost, Consulate of Good Conscience for the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Today I am going to share with you a secret, a great secret, made great because it is true, and that is this. If you want anything to be true, you need only to believe it firmly and consistently. Sounds simple, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do not allow any doubt to enter into the equation. Accept it as a certitude, like the sun being in the sky, the grass being green, for whatever the reasons may be, the grass is green. The changing of the seasons, whatever verities, veritudes, whatever the case may be, of those things you depend upon for continuity and for always being around, and for some reason due to that seem to indicate a continuance of permanence and therefore a sense of reality. Take it for granted the way you do anything that you have great physical proof of. If I tell myself there's a God and I allow for no possibility otherwise, and it is true, it will prove itself to me. This is so even with things that might not be previously true or even known in a particular matter previously. Existence will sort it out. It'll take it into manifestation. It'll make it as real as it can make it, if only for you. In some cases, this is so. Some number of people are considered insane because of this and are capable of yet the most amazing deeds and are not insane at all. The truth is that most of the world is operating at some level of insanity. Constant repetition of ordinary behavior as a protection against having to recognize that there are many things that are not ordinary at all is insane. Well, most people wouldn't think so. So you live in a collective of individuals who are all crazy to some degree or another, but who, as I've explained here many times before, because of consistency in their behavior and dependability upon their various neuroses and psychoses repeating themselves in it, a predictable manner, make it seem as if, well, hey, this is how it's supposed to be, this is okay, and this does not mean that it is okay. Sometimes plants and things and people can look perfectly healthy and not be at all. I live in a world of diverse insanities. Some of them are pathological, where people are simply bent in one direction or another, in any variety of the schizophrenias or paranoias, obsessive compulsivenesses, or whatever these various things are. And they all have titles, and they all have names and types, and, you know, whatever it is that they are. And some people's craziness is their notice. And but I handle it somehow too, and so I guess it's okay. Maybe they're considered eccentric, I don't know. Some are very dangerous, even if whatever there is going on in their affected minds is imaginary. That doesn't make them any less dangerous. Some is much more widespread than most imagine, because it reflects in their own behavior, and they're crazy too. It's like a town filled with people whose behavior patterns match up with such a great similarity to one another's that it all seems very normal. But it isn't. Now, I am certainly no icon of sanity. But I think, could be wrong, I think I'm more sane than most people, because I know for a fact there's a God. I celebrate the fact there is a God. I seek to serve that God. And God is that only reality. And reality has a lot to do with sanity. And recognizing reality as what is really real, in terms of what is really reality, and that would be God, I would think would make one more sane than anyone else. But this is precisely the kind of thing that makes you seem insane to other people. Because they have made deals with materialism, you see. The world's greatest insanity is materialism. And everywhere you go, there are people that are captured in it at one level or another, and they all agree upon the needs and necessities of material existence and all the things they have to do to stay within the protected, or rather, shall we call it, accepted confines of materialism. And how it all works out for them, I don't know. Maybe it works out for them, maybe it doesn't. Most people, it works out for more or less. For a lot of people, it doesn't work out at all. And for some few, it works out a great deal. Now, there are now a bunch of new crazies. They're not really new crazies. They've been around for a long time. But they are multiplying to the point where, you know, it's kind of an epidemic craziness. They're religious crazies. And these cover a wide spectrum and go hand in hand with political crazy and greed and power crazy. And now we have terrorism as a constant ongoing condition. Now, most of this terrorism is manufactured. It's not exactly the sort of thing that you're told it is, which is a bunch of people insane about certain religious proclamations, and they figure they got to carry this out through some kind of jihad or one thing or another. Now, these are people that are being manipulated psychologically and by other means to behave in a certain manner. Be way behind the scenes. You know, political power and greed junkies. And they have their external agents who work, you know, within the dynamics of the physical sphere. And they are the ones who manipulate and operate the individuals who go around and perform these various crazy acts. Some of these people are programmed in order to do these things, and they're like time bombs. They're set to go off at a certain point. Some of them are actually deliberately and directly programmed in places like MK Ultra, Tavistock, and whatever new situations like this they've come up with. And, well, every kind of insanity in the world that exists has to do with misidentifying the material world and seeing it at some level of relative importance and sacrificing one's spirituality in support of materialism. This goes for religion just as well. And when things get to their most crazy point, that's when materialism is getting to its greatest height. And then religion itself becomes an expression of materialism, which is truly crazy. Because it's exactly what it's not. But then religion, that's, I don't know, I have news for religion anyway. Probably shouldn't really talk about it. I've studied it a great deal. There are some very interesting things said there that I agree with. But personally, I like to stick with the spiritual aspect of things, which is one-on-one, me and God. That's it. Direct. All I have to get is directly. Me and God. I speak to God. God speaks to me. It used to be he might take a while to answer me, or sometimes he would answer me through events and such, but not direct conversation. Now he actually talks to me. Or his agent does, I should say. And this I'm absolutely, certainly, and absolutely, and completely convinced. And I consider myself extremely lucky for this reason. Now, a lot of people, for them, materialism is a very, very important thing for only one reason, because it makes them look more powerful, more important, and more successful than everyone else. And I speak specifically of celebrities. For many celebrities pursue celebrity for celebrity's own sake. They don't necessarily have any talent. To take people like Ariana Grande or a bunch of these people, they make her make that underground beneath the Rand Disney Corporation laboratories. They make these Ariana Grandes and these Justin Biebers and these the rest of these freaks, Britney Spears types and the rest. They make them, I think, in these vats. And then they release them through their various vehicles, Nickelodeon, whatever the case may be. And then they, you know, they matriculate them through various stages. And then they all run around all purred and wonderful, like little Barbie dolls that don't have a brain in their head, which they do not. And there they are to entertain you. And now Ariana Grande, the great humanitarian that she is going over and putting on some big broadcaster for the Manchester staged terrorism event. But she wants us very much to know that she's doing this. Yes, she's a wonderful person, and her real concern is for all these people. Certainly not all about Ariana Grande. My God, is there ever a time she's not looking in the mirror? Yeah, when she's looking at other people, because she certainly never sees herself. So. There are... Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to say, really, at this point. There are some things coming up now, my friends, and I don't really know how to explain or express to you exactly what it is that's coming, because I myself don't know. But this I have to tell you, and with all importance, you must put this very firmly in your mind. As I say, most of the terrorism is being orchestrated behind the scenes by these power brokers who work through their paid agents, who then work through and da-da-da-da comes down the ladder. And they have all the appearances of power, they got all the money, they got the bigger guns, they got the bigger influence, political influence, religious influence, they got the law, and how they choose to employ it, and whatever fashion choose to employ it. And for the one thing that they don't recognize, and that unfortunately for many of us do not recognize, is that there is a God, and God is real, and God is all-powerful, and cannot be opposed. And anything that happens in this world, no matter what it is, God has got his hand in it and working it towards the fulfillment of his will according to how he wishes to do it. And all of the way that his will is choosing to express itself is in bringing us back into an awareness of what is real. And for a lot of us, this can be very painful, because of our attachment to what is not real. And the greater our attachment to what is not real, as we're being pulled away from it, either by experiences, or by insights, or sudden transformations within our brain we can't understand, and might scare the living, whatever you want to call it, out of you. there you go. Try not to make it hard on yourself and let go of the real, unreal, the unreal now. And accept that only one thing is real, and that is God, that God resides in you. And the closer you can get to God reflecting in you and moving through you and you getting out of the way and God expressing through you. And how does God do that? Through God's qualities, charity, compassion, understanding, dignity, honor. There's just so many. Love, mercy. These are all qualities of God. Pick the one you like the best and operate most explicitly through it, or pick them all. But pray to have them bestowed upon you and be given an opportunity to actualize them in your life and to use them. Or the alternative. Well, this is the truth, and you better get your hearts and your minds around it. And there is no opposing the will of the Almighty. It cannot be done. However it turns out for you, by ignoring the power and will of the One, that will be a matter of degree. The degree to which you are attached to what is unreal, and the separation or distance between you and what is real, and what is required to snap you back into place. Please try to make the effort ahead of time for yourself, and throw yourself upon the mercy of the Almighty, who will then immediately, because you have done so, take it upon himself to make those changes that are necessary in order to bring you as easily and with as little pain and suffering as possible back to where you truly belong. Without the ineffable, there is no truth. There is no life enduring. There is no reality. And the love of the ineffable, it passes understanding and can accomplish everything. Bury and immerse yourself in it. My friends, I haven't been doing all that well lately, and I know I mentioned it once or twice. Don't worry about it. My life is in God's hands, and I hate to create any of that concern. I know some of you love me. And hopefully I'll learn to love myself at some point. Two of them will all be in the same ballpark. But I'm getting much better now. I'm feeling much better, and I don't exactly know what the whole situation is, and I may find out more in time coming. Whatever it is, it's God's will, and so it should be, and so then we shall see where that goes. Look, my friends, go sit in the quiet and talk to the Almighty. Be sure to let him know that you know he is real and in command of all things, and you'll be checking in at every opportunity with him, and ask him to please remind you at every opportunity that there is for you to remember and be reminded that there is an ineffable. Love and worship this ineffable. Allow it to express and manifest in you, and you will have no further problems in this life except those that are set there to teach you how to become free of problems. All right, my friends, we've come to the end of yet one more broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. That's it. Om Amitabha. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. Bismillah. Irman. Irahim. Mitram Ambu. Guru Bawa. Much love, Lady Nature. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. And if I've forgotten anyone, because I keep trying to remember these things that I haven't looked to read them anymore, then please forgive me and I will find out and I will remind you again. And carry on, as I say, Ba'ula, Aloha, and Dog Boy transmitting in and out. God bless you, one and all.
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. Up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.